Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Former Memphis Tiger, TBT's dunk champion, dunk contest champion, I should say, Will Coleman joins us. At Will Coleman 1988 on Twitter. It's a great year to be born, Will.
Oh, yeah.
It's, some might say it's the best year to be born.
Hey.
As an 88er myself.
88, stand up.
Let's start here. When did you first dunk a basketball? See, now let me explain this. Anyone that's never dunked a basketball outside of like an 8-foot goal or had to use a trampoline to do it, like, we are fascinated by anyone that can dunk. When was the first time you threw it down?
Maybe fifth or sixth grade.
I hate you so much.
Maybe fifth or sixth grade.
I hate you so much. All right, so you point.
We have the audio, by the way, from TBT. I just pulled it up.
You want to fire it up?
This is from SportsCenter. Here we go. This is Will and his dunk at TBT.
Here we go. Anton Temp put Khalil Iverson on a poster. And Iverson wanted zero parts of this. This is where you get off. I'm going to the penthouse.
Air Coleman, first class upgrade.
My goodness. You don't have access to where I'm going.
6 inches above his hand when he's trying to block that.
So, as you pointed out to Drew Hill, you felt like the rest of the crew may not have understood the rules of it.
Yeah. So, like, me and, like, and it was great. So, me and Iverson, we kind of peeped it from that. And I like these type of people because, you know, he's a realist. He's just one of those guys, and we got along well. But, like, the emphasis, obviously you're trying to, you know, poster someone, but it's just like, and I think the thing that's so great about it is, like, it's like an in-game situation. So, if you do not make the dunk, it doesn't count. So, you know, it's points and all this stuff involved. So, again, I'm calculating, I'm casing everybody, and I'm keeping to myself. And so is Iverson. I watch, we're literally doing the same thing, except we're across on opposite ends of the court. And so I go talk to him to see what he's thinking or whatever. And, like, we were both just like, all right, look, man, at this point, we just need to make our dunks. Because these other guys, you know, all these guys that dunk on Instagram and jump over 15
right.
people, that's not this type of dunk contest. So we just, look. They about to try and get crazy. We literally just need to make our dunks. That's it.
Don't you think, though, I feel like this format was better because at a certain point, as you point out, like if you're dunking on Instagram, like no matter how good you can be at it, like there's a certain point where I think this is what happened with the NBA dunk contest. Like we've seen so much. There's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
Gravity, unfortunately, has a severe impact on dunking. I do like the idea of, okay, well, what's something we all like about dunking? Well, when you dunk on somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this was and it's kind of cool because this is one thing I thought TBT's done really well is they take something that we know and love with basketball, and they are trying to think of different ways to make it better. As a competitor, did you like the format, or would you rather have been in something else?
No, I loved it. So, like, for example, there's a lot of things that goes into play with. Obviously, size and height is an advantage, but also timing and your athletic ability is, you know, an advantage. So, for example, let's take DJ Stephens.
Sure.
Can jump to the moon and back, but DJ also weighs 185.
Right.
So unless DJ jumps over someone, he's not going to be able to dunk on someone.
Right.
Whereas if you have somebody, you know, that's athletically, you know, inclined and can jump and time the dunk on the way, you know, if, you know, on the way if a guy like Steph is or someone's coming down, just time it. You can block it. So it's like
– it's not like he's going to be able to move you out, like, in his body.
Just like that first dunk with Khalil Iverson.
Sure.
The guy has – he's 6'6", six, I don't even think he's 6'6". He may 6'5", 6'4", maybe. He has a chest like mine. And he goes up, sticks his chest out, and puts the other guy on his back. But it's like – I don't think a lot of people – nobody really understood the format of it, but it's like I think it's great because everybody always wants to try and dunk on the big man. But when the big man go up and dunk, everybody wants to part like the Red Sea. So it's like if you're a shot blocker, come block the shot. They're like, oh, you got to run and start. Well, it doesn't matter if you time it right.
Well, it's also for you, it's got to be nice to see a dunk contest format. Like I feel like so many dunk contests are – it's the one thing in basketball that's probably geared towards the shorter you are. Like, for instance, when Nate Robinson dunks in general, we're amazed.
Yeah.
Like, and as a big guy, it's like, well, you're 6'9", you've got all the size, strength, and whatnot. Like, you dunking's not that impressive. It's got to be nice for you to actually have a dunk contest format that gives you, like, that's actually, like, gives you a chance. Like, it levels the playing field.
It does, it does. And there is a little more danger to it.
Sure.
Which is cool, but, like, if you don't want to play in it, you don't have to. But if you want to play in it, go play in it. But it's, like, it's great because, like you said, I mean, I feel like unless you're, like, a scoring big man.
For sure.
I feel like they're equivalent to, like, offensive linemen or defense. Like, linemen get no love in football.
No question.
I can't remember who. I think it's, like, Tom Brady or, like, Aaron Rodgers. He buys all of his linemen, like, a Rolex. Every seat or something crazy. Like, I can't remember who it was, but like, if you're just like a boring big man, like no one's, you get no love.
Yeah. If you're just a four who's good on the block, like you know what I mean? That's a very good point. Like you're basically the offensive guard on an NFL team.
Yeah.
Talking, of course, with Will Coleman, he won TBT's dunk contest over the weekend. Of course, you can follow Will on Twitter at Will Coleman, 1988. So you win 40 large, and of course, I feel bad saying this, but my first thought process is, do they give you a check? Is it direct deposit? Do they take the taxes out? How does it all work out?
So they don't take the taxes.
Oh, man.
First.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
Because then it's like on you. It's like just,
that exactly. Sucks. It's on me, so any CPAs out there.
A CPA deal?
Let me know so I can know how much money to...
Is it taxed in Chicago? Is it taxed here? Is it taxed multiple times?
So I can stash it away somewhere so when Uncle Sam comes say hi, it's like a hi, here you go, instead of hi, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So but it's a blessing, man. It's a huge blessing. You know.
You're getting exposure out of this too, right? You're getting calls and stuff, like
I mean, and even after TBT last year, you know, shout out to Dan Farrell and Jen Todd, those are my contacts. They're very infatuated with Memphis, Tennessee. They love Memphis,
like
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're kind of pissed at me.
For what reason?
Why?
And these, it's not a shot to my guys, but like they're pissed we can't get out the first round. ESPN, even well after we lost, ESPN has publicly said, like, Memphis has arguably the best team on paper. Like, as far as a roster goes.
What happened to y'all in the TBT, man?
So, was it the team from Jackson? So, it was the semifinals.
No, we lost, like, in the round of 32. Yeah, second round.
Right.
By, like, a seventh seed, right?
Wasn't it the semifinals of the regional here?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, and was it the team from Jackson?
No, it was a team from Louisiana. We lost six guys.
Yeah, they're like a seventh seed, right? Y'all were the 2 seed.
Yeah, and it's like... all of us, really, but like I tell him to his face. I tell him all the time. Chris Crawford is an NBA point guard.
He did it in the first game. Like he got the ball in the first game.
Lazy, and I don't know if y'all saw the second game, but like.
Well, so what I'm watching is y'all. I didn't get to see the whole game, so I see it where y'all take the lead with what, like 50 seconds left, roughly, and then they hit the shot and. Like, it's tough for me to say because I couldn't see what happened throughout the course of the whole game. I just saw, like, the last three minutes.
It was lead changes, and it was back and forth. But at the end, you know, when they go to the Elam ending,
right.
I think we're down. Like, so the target score is 78. We're down, like, 12, 13. And they're up, you know, because they got 71. or 70. I can't remember what they had, but the target score was 78. Chris Crawford, again, he did the same thing last year. Goes on like a 12-0 run. Like, bro, you play like, if we all played like we did in Eli, we switching everything. We talking, defense, screaming. It's a bunch of commotion. And we come back, lose by one. But it's like, if we played a whole game like that, it's the Memphis, I don't want to call it the Cal curse. I just think it's Memphis. Like, we either blowing somebody out or we losing. We never win close games.
Are the teams that you're going up against, so for instance, the way that works for y'all, because so many of these guys that are on your team, everyone's like, you know, Darius is in Orlando and guys are everywhere. And so it's just kind of you get together for this. Mm-hmm. And even though a lot of y'all have played together, a lot of y'all haven't played together in a long time.
Yeah.
Are the other teams like playing together during the year? And it's so.
DJ Kennedy straight up said he put out a. Man, that's a cocky SOB. But.
DJ Kennedy?
Yes. He's 6'6 and plays 1-4, and he's unguardable from the elbow. So.
Sounds a lot like me.
Right? So he backs it up. But he's like, this isn't one of those tournaments where you don't take 7-8 sets into this thing. It's defense.
Right.
Can you trust the man next to you to help you or have your back when an assignment fails or switch or whatever? And that's what they've done for 4 years straight.
But they just play D.
They just play D. And they play together. Nobody cares. I talked to Eric McCollum. Eric McCollum, I mean, obviously, he's a great scorer. Him and his brother. And he's tearing it up in China. But Eric McCollum's like, when we go into this tournament, I don't give a damn if I score 1 point or 99 points. I want that money. They don't care who sit. They don't care who get pulled. They don't care what the coach say. They buy in and listen.
Isn't this kind of the mindset, though? Like, for instance, you bring up Cal. When Cal knows that he's got better players mm-hmm. with Kentucky or wherever he may be, I feel like this is why he always focuses on the defensive end first, because he knows if I can get these guys to play D, the rest will figure out the offense.
But that's the thing. When you got guys who want, you don't have to figure. Think about that 1-2 game.
Yeah.
Tennessee versus Memphis. Come on, man. You got D Rose, CDR. You got Antonio Anderson. You got a basket is going to happen.
Right.
It's going to happen. So it's understood in any basketball game you play, especially with guys of that caliber, you have to play defense. They picking up. I remember watching it. When I watched that game, I think I was in – I can't remember where I was, but I'm watching it. They picking up at half.
Yeah.
Cal is like, yo, we in this. Let's do this. And, I mean, it was standing room only at the game. I'm talking about the fire marshal was turning people around at the door. Like, it was bananas. I'm reading the write-ups and stuff, but when you got teams like that, we got to play D. Because you had J.P. Prince. You had the brothers. I'm talking about for Tennessee. J.P. Prince. Who else was on that team, man? You had Scotty Hobson.
The 2008 Tennessee team. Bruce Pearl, I guess they went to the Elite Eight.
You had a couple guys from Bolivar. Yeah. I mean, I remember that same year, one of them, it was two brothers. It was a set of brothers on that team.
Right.
One of them went to jail for, like, having a gun or something after the game. It was really stupid. Uh-huh. But, like, I mean, those rosters, it's scoring is unreal. But, like, you have to play defense.
Yeah, looking at it, see, this was the 07-08 team of the Smith brothers.
Yeah.
Tyler Smith and Jawan Smith.
Yeah.
They had Chris Lofton as well.
Yeah, like, come on. It's buckets on both sides, on both ends of both teams.
I totally forgot Wayne Chisholm was on that team.
Yeah, Chisholm. Chisholm was
in
like
Jackson kid.
He's in like Manila, I think, playing. Like, he was just playing with DJ.
What kind of money are those guys getting over there, like Manila, or if you play in China? It's like 100,000 plus, right?
Man, listen. It's money out there. And speaking of Uncle Sam, they're not paying none of those taxes out there. No.
Well,
taxes.
Isn't that kind of like the appeal? Like, I don't know how. That's what I've always wondered, like, when guys go overseas. I've always wondered, it's like, how does that all work? Because, like, the big selling point for everyone is always like, hey, man, like, the taxes, you don't have to worry about it, whatnot. And it's like, how does that work?
No, they take care of all of that. They pay all of that. Like, if I didn't have Charlie, my daughter, she's a huge blessing. I love her to death. But if she wasn't here, I wouldn't have came back to America.
What's the league? I mean, obviously, you want to go wherever you get paid the most. I mean, I as a capitalist, I could understand that myself. But, like, when you look at, you have the Euro League, you have the Chinese League. For you, I mean, is it literally just whoever would pay me the most?
That, and you want to go into a good situation with a good market. So, obviously, EuroLeague is,
right.
You know, that's the, but you got some markets. I mean, Greece, I don't know if they pay anybody.
What's the reputation for the league like? So, I know when Doncic came over, we wind up, all of us end up watching a lot of those types of games. And to me, it seemed, it was actually more of a physical league than I kind of thought it would be. I don't know.
Yeah, the Serbs.
Yeah.
Over there, where he from? What, I don't know if y'all remember, but he came over and said the NBA is like child's play compared to where he came from.
Because they've just rough you up.
Yeah.
Like, you go in the lane and you pay the price. Right,
they beating you down over there. And that's why he was like, man, it's he kind of got tired at the end of the season because they don't play as many games as NBA, which is, it's understandable. But, like, y'all soft over here. This is.
Well, and then, what's the reputation for the China League? Because, like, you see a guy like Fredette where his problem over here in America is there wasn't anyone he could guard. And he goes over there and he's just filling it up.
Because that's what, I mean, they play D over there, but they sign people. I mean, China, they sign people to go over there and score. You know, Lester Hudson from
Yes.
Where'd he go?
Lester went to Martin, right?
UT Martin. He went to Martin. Right? Yeah. He's a scoring machine.
He was
with
the Grizzlies for a minute.
Yeah. He's scoring. You want Bucket, give Lester the ball. I mean, Stephon Marbury is like Jesus Shuttlesworth over there.
Oh, he's a megastar over there. He's got that shoe line.
Yeah, man. Lester Hudson just signed a shoe deal over there. Lance Stevenson's about to go over there.
What do you think,
crazy.
What do you think about the R.J. Hamptons of the world, the kid that he's choosing to go and play for the New Zealand Breakers as part of the Australian League and whatnot. Yes, I know it doesn't make sense, but what do you – because we know that in 2 years or whatever, the one-and-done rule is going to go away. But I'm starting to wonder if you're a guy that's in this recruiting class or the next recruiting class, and you see that R.J. was able to – sign a $5 million shoe deal – you know you're going to get paid to a certain extent. I mean, I don't know if it's $1 million contract or whatnot, but you're getting paid, and they're going to play NBA exhibitions, and you're still going to be draft eligible next year. How realistic of an option do you think this is for the top 10 to 15 guys?
Man, if we being real here, unless you got like a bomb financial advisor.
Yes.
I mean, and I'm speaking, NBA was, far and in between for me. It was some whispers after I had, when I was done and when I got done with playing basketball and that year I had with Elliot my junior year. It was whispers of NBA, but like, I don't know how it will be in a few years. And, there's a lot of stuff going on with people paying for their kids to go to school and stuff like that. But I can tell you right now, since I've been done playing, everywhere I've been, every job opportunity I've looked for, they want a college degree.
Yes.
Now, if you got guys who's just making money and want to get into entrepreneurship and all that stuff.
Do your own thing.
I think that the one-and-done rule, I think it's going to 100% taint college basketball.
See, because this is what I've always thought is interesting. I understand the amount of money that college basketball, the tournament, generates. But what I do feel like gets left out of the equation when everyone wants to point out the guys are not getting paid. There is, I don't know what the dollar figure is. I don't know if you can calculate it. There is something to be said for if you play at Duke, if you play at Kentucky, you're always on TV.
Damn.
Zion Williamson had the reason why Zion Williamson could sign the biggest shoe deal for a rookie ever while supposedly still leaving money on the table because they screwed up the negotiations. Like, part of it is because we saw Zion play here on TV. Same thing with Marvin Bagley last year, like when the Grizzlies had the four. They're the four pick. A lot of people wanted Bagley because they'd seen him. Like,
yeah.
I do think that matters to an extent, and I feel like that gets left out of the equation.
And if they do get – I don't know whose rule or who sanctioned or who – I don't know if it's Silva.
Silver.
If he gets rid of that, if that's his decision, he's going to take so much money from NCAA.
Yeah.
And, there goes another argument, should we be playing players? But, like, NCAA – CBS, TNT, like all these views, all these things that run, national TV.
Yes.
People thrive. People literally, call off of work, leave work, call in sick to catch March Madness.
Yes.
I mean, that's where you can find out where kids are hungry. Like if it's, you want to go to the league, all right, we need to get this, we need to get stops. We need to play D. you know, because people, it's exposure.
It's one and done.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's exposure. And, like, imagine if you got the Bagleys, the Zions and stuff. Like, if they don't go to school, I'm not saying college basketball going to be boring, but, like, could you imagine, like, seeing a guy like Zion not in college basketball? It's just like.
No, that would that last year was awesome.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Anybody with any respective or any have any kind of inkling of going to the NBA, it's they're not going to be in college basketball. They're all going to try and go to the NBA, and it's just going to muddy the waters. I think it's going to be real chaotic. I think it's going to be nuts.
Will, we appreciate it, buddy. This was a blast. We need to do this more.
No, I had a blast, man. I had a blast. I always have a blast.
This is Will Coleman, of course. Former Tiger, he won the TBT Dunk Contest, $40,000 coming his way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.